7 minutes past eight, Birmingham could become the first city in the country to get powers back from the government to help create jobs here. This follows Lord Heseltine's report from last October. Now the Greater Birmingham project is being launched. Businesses, though, say that recovery is slowing. Firms here say orders for goods made in the city have fallen in the last few months and they want more help from government to help grow the economy. Steve Hollis is Deputy Chairman of the Greater Birmingham and Solihull Local Enterprise Partnership. It's the body responsible for attracting investment into the city. Joins us now. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Pete.
There's been a huge push to promote manufacturing in the last couple of years. Looking at the way we are at the moment, are we flogging a dead horse here?
Look, times are not easy, but actually what we've got to do is really focus on the things that we're good at doing. And what we can do under the Heseltine proposals, and it's no secret that he's chosen Birmingham as the pilot, we can actually put more effort into trying to actually win more than our fair share of what's out there.
Have we not been doing that?
We've been trying. Just put it in perspective, the Midlands economy has actually been one of the fastest growing in the UK. It's not very much, but actually we are right up there. So some of the things we have doing are showing results. And I think it shows great confidence in Birmingham that Heseltine and Greg Clark, the Minister for Cities, they're going to be coming here to launch this pilot. They've chosen us.
Explain what's happening over the next 3 months.
Over the next 3 months, we will take the Heseltine proposals. It's quite a thick piece of work, quite a lengthy document. But really work out how we can change the way that we do things in this country. We're probably the most centralised democracy in the world. We have too much of a focus on London. And what Heseltine is putting forward is that we need more of that wealth creation, more of the opportunities created outside London, where we have more responsibility. We're more accountable locally for what we want to do.
What does that actually mean, though? I mean, we've been talking about powers coming back to the area. What does it mean?
In reality, what we're looking at is a big machine called Whitehall that employs around 270,000 people and, as you've said, controls around 50 billion of money that comes out to the regions. What we're saying is we need to actually have more of that money directly here in the city of Birmingham for the LEP region, and we need to have the powers to then decide what we think is going to be best to drive growth and jobs in this region.
Is the idea that we're going to be looking at more of the big projects in the city?
There will be big projects, but you know, life's not just about big projects. We need the big projects. We also need lots of small projects. The headlines, inevitably, will be grabbed by the big ones. We announced Paradise Circle before Christmas. It's a £500 million project. Those will always grab the headlines. But there's lots of small ones that we need throughout the region.
So what would you like to see happen then?
What I'd like to see is true accountability locally, so that the residents and the citizens of this great city and those who live around it actually have more of a say in what we believe we need to do to really drive the growth and prosperity that this region commands.
There's no doubting the qualifications regarding being a business person, but what qualifies you to make these big decisions? Isn't this what we have politicians for?
Well, it's a board. It's a partnership. Right. I'm in partnership with local authority leaders. And if you think about the democratic position, at the moment, there are people in London who you and I have never met and never seen, who are making decisions about what should be spent up here and what we should do. What we're saying is, let's shift that power. Let's shift how we spend that money. So you'll have people sitting in this seat here asking them directly, why did you do that? Why don't you do that? It brings that accountability much closer to home.
Okay, now, Steve, for the moment, thanks very much. Later on this morning, the Prime Minister is going to announce the expansion of a scheme to support new businesses, providing them with advice and start-up loans. With me is Nick Holzer, who was on the BBC Apprentice programme last year. He's now starting his own firm here in Birmingham. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
What does your business do? Explain that for us.
Whisk allows people to find new recipes to cook and buy all the ingredients at any supermarket they want. So it's a couple of clicks, they can buy all the ingredients, and it basically allows people to focus on the cooking of recipes and not all the hassle of going through supermarkets and buying ingredients.
Okay, so there's no property involved, it's an online business.
It's all apps, so you can find it in all the app stores, it's software essentially.
Okay. Now, is this right? You've set up and sold one business. Now you're starting up another one.
That's right. So this is the third business. The first one didn't work. The second one worked to some extent. And yes, we sold it. And now this is the third business I'm running, yes.
How hard are they to get up and running?